anybody who knows me knows I have a healthy, healthy dose of cynicism when it comes to government. However, I don't want to be oppressed. I don't want to live under somebody's thumb. I don't want to have people who are dumb as doorknobs making decisions for me. I don't want it. So I'm going to do whatever I got to do to make sure that we start turning this ship around so that we can at least try to creep towards democracy. That's what a creep is. It's towards democracy, not towards fascism. We're in it.
A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good morning and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga Burton. I am she. Today, I am coming to talk to you about what everybody's talking about, the actual government shutdown. And I will say I was really interested. I found it very interesting. I've been out of the country for, about a week and I'm back. And when I came back, I was just like, I can't believe I'm back in America because there is just foolishness going on. I was like, wait a second, hold it. So y'all are mad. We hate Kamala Harris again. We are protesting her book, but where she's telling her version of her story, but not the president or Congress who is about to have a shutdown. Okay. All right, cool. So I said, nothing has changed. Anti-Black racism, anti-Black women racism, still at an all-time fever pitch. The government is still doing what it does, which is being ineffective. Those who are in power, we still have a bunch of people who are just completely severely underqualified in high-ranking positions in the government, and it is showing every single day. There's a shutdown because, they cannot reach an agreement, i.e. Democrats refuse to allow the GOP to force them into signing policies that will basically, for all intents and purposes, hurt vulnerable populations, veterans, kids, old people, retirees, whatever terms you want to use. The GOP is like, hey, this is part of our big, beautiful bill. You voted for it. And I always like to remind people, actually, Kamala Harris won the popular vote, just like Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. So the Electoral College voted for him. Which is why we need to reform the Electoral College, because I think it should be one person, one vote, and that's how we should be counting. That's a discussion for another day. But what I want to say is, and what I need you to know is that we, and having traveled abroad, it just brought it home to me, we are not sliding into fascism. We're already in it. We're in it. And what you're seeing is a repeat of 45 behavior, this is what I said, like people who did vote for him, like you knew what you were getting because it's really the same thing. It's just this time he surrounded himself with people who will not challenge him and who are going to just, walk with him lockstep. So we got a Secretary of Education this time who doesn't know the difference between A1 and AI, but is making decisions about the use of AI in classrooms in the country. So we got a lot of stuff going on. But what I need you to know is we are actually in, we're already in it. We're not sliding into it. It's not fascism creep. It's like we're creeping into it. And that's what I keep hearing. Watching the news abroad, they're clear that we're already in fascism. That's how they are reporting it. And they are actually reporting on what is happening. And it's really interesting to hear that perspective. And to see America, which is usually held up to some esteem abroad, as particularly in the news media, just really being regarded as just like the armpit of the free world. and that's like nervous laughter. It's not funny, haha, because it's really not funny. But it is laughable because these folks who are in power really do believe that they are doing, I don't know if they believe it, because it's really a grift and a power grab and a money grab, but they are appearing to believe and what they're saying and that we want to live under dictatorship, which is what our president said previously, and that we like not having any control over our lives and that we like for people to tell us to do things that they're dumb and don't make any sense whatsoever. They're nonsensical. They're not rational. And that we don't have any idea what Christianity is in a Christian nation. so, we have to take their version of Christianity as the gospel, which of course we know has nothing to do with Christ at all. Doesn't even resemble remotely anything that Christ said or the teachings of the gospel. But you know, that's the American history, which is part of the ways in which they oppress people is the use of Christianity to do it. So what I need you to know is that we're already there. The rest of the world already knows this. That's why the markets are shifting constantly. That's why people are leaving the United States. That's why people who are already here are afraid to leave the United States because they don't know if they can get back in. They don't know if they're going to be pulled out. They don't know if even if they are here legally, they don't trust that this inept government is going to be able to figure it out and say, oh, no, this person is a citizen, or, oh, this person is a legal resident, or this person is, you know, fits this classification. So they're here legally. And so they don't trust it. So they don't even want to leave their homes, let alone their states, to go anywhere. So we're like already in the state. So I need you to understand that. And I need you to understand that if we don't do something about it, and that is in the midterm elections, we're done. So we're going to be in a fascist state for a very long time. And for those people, because people like to throw the term around, you know, just like they call Democrats communists, Democrats are far from communists. Just like they call people in the United States who sit on TikTok all day and talk shit, radicals, furthest thing from the radical. Like you're not a radical if you're screaming on TikTok and not doing anything else. You're not a radical. And plus other people have to label you that. So, you know, it's kind of like when crazy people call themselves visionaries, they're like, I'm a visionary. And it's like, okay, that just lets me know you're crazy because really other people have to see you as a visionary. They are the person who gives you the moniker. But that's another rant for another day. But what I need you to know is that we're already there. We have to do something. So I said previously, you know, don't be scared. Don't be upset. Just do something. You know, if you don't know what to do, write a check to an organization that is doing something. If you don't know what you should be thinking about, start now learning about your candidates, looking at their platforms and things of that nature, and figuring out how important these midterm elections are. You know, you have to do something. You need to let, you know, the government know. In all shapes, forms, and sizes, you know, while you're over here protesting a private citizen, no, go on over there, across the street. There are lots of people you could be protesting. You know, when you're over there protesting a private citizen, you know, you could be protesting in other ways, and you could be engaging in conversation. You could be letting your money talk with letting your money speak for itself. An example is what happened with ABC and Hulu after the Jimmy Kimmel debacle. Right, you know, lose $5 billion in a week. Yeah, they're going to change their tune. So I need you to know that there are ways to get some type of, or reclaim some type of power. There are ways to change the situation. But we cannot be caught up in, you know, oh, this person isn't perfect. You know, my senator is John Ossoff. He said something, you know, 10 years ago, I can't vote for him. Care who it is. It could be Mickey Mouse. I don't care who it is. You better vote for the person who's going to help turn this thing around. I don't tell you who to vote for. But what I will say is if we keep continuing to look for perfect candidates in politics, and politics is a very dirty business. It is. It's dirty. That's why I would never run for office in any capacity. I wouldn't even run for dog catcher. But it's a very dirty and difficult and tough place to be. And people have to make hard decisions all the time. And people are expected to be perfect, and they're just human beings. And so I always look for, you know, and you need to know this too. There's a difference between bad and worse. Black people used to know that. A lot of us still do. So I need you to look at bad and worse and participate, yes, in this corrupt system. Yes, I agree. Anybody who knows me knows I have a healthy, healthy dose of cynicism when it comes to the government. However, I don't want to be oppressed. I don't want to live under somebody's thumb. I don't want to have people who are dumb as doorknobs making decisions for me. I don't want it. So I'm going to do whatever I got to do to make sure that we start turning this ship around so that we can at least try to creep towards democracy. That's what a creep is. It's towards democracy, not towards fascism. We're in it. All right. So tune in next week to another Need to Know with Dr. Nasinga. That's me. And of course, we want you to watch the award-winning and listen to the award-winning podcast, A Black Executive Perspective Podcast, with Tony and Chris, who are amazing hosts and have great guests for the most part. Jokes. They have great guests and wonderful conversations. So definitely tune into them as well. Stay focused, stay calm, but stay involved. All right.
A Black Executive Perspective. Ooh.